Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did you just watch?
We just watched a piece of shit fucking alien movie.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't mean that. We watched Alien Covenant.
Kyle, what'd you think about it?
I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I think it will be divided, much like Prometheus. Maybe a little bit more. No, probably not, because this at least has action and...
With Prometheus...
This is closer to Alien than Prometheus was.
Yes. Prometheus was very divided amongst casual audiences as well as people that are familiar with the franchise.
Which is weird because it wasn't advertised as the action sci-fi horror movie.
Which, Prometheus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that people had expectations seeing Ridley Scott's name attached to something that, as much as he was like, hey, this isn't an alien movie, everyone knew it was an alien movie.
Yeah.
Everyone knew. And I think that having the track record of Ridley Scott with alien stuff, you come to expect something, and when you kind of get a curveball like Prometheus was,
Look at the alien mill, they just flat out became just full action.
Yes.
And then you go to Prometheus, which is,
well, it's not. Just because I don't think that Ridley Scott necessarily wanted Alien to go into that direction.
No.
He didn't do Aliens, and Aliens was, for the most part, I think the most successful Alien movie is what people come to expect with Alien.
Understandable. I mean, if that's what it was, that's what you expect. This has a good mix of both,
mm-hmm.
I thought. Not like full like Aliens action, but...
Yeah. Nothing like that, no.
No, more like the first one.
So out the gate, I'm going to say a couple things. One, this is probably going to be the most nitpicky of nitpickery.
It will not be the most. We have done X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah.
This will not be the most nitpicky. You argued moon fucking phases.
Oh, that's right, I did.
You are not going to be nitpicking that much here.
Okay.
This is going to be mostly you, because a lot of it does tie into Prometheus. I haven't seen that movie since it came out in theaters. I don't remember Prometheus.
I was bad. I was trying to make it a point to watch Prometheus before this, because I knew how much it was going to tie in. And I saw Prometheus a lot when it first came out. However, I haven't seen it since then, so I might get some things wrong.
That was a while ago. Yeah, so I don't remember a lot at all.
I did not research, per usual, of non-researching. I'm trying to figure out how I want to start this, other than just giving you... Oh, yeah, the other thing
spoilers.
I want to say... well, of course. Here in like 30 seconds, because one thing I want to talk about. Massive, just the biggest in the world. Just don't even... Because sometimes we're like, hey, spoiler alert.
No, we're going right into
people,
spoilers.
Are like, oh, well, I can listen for, like, you know, a little bit and then, you know, not hit the story.
Well, they can now because you did it, like, 30 seconds ago. You just defeated your own point you're making right now.
So at the end, when you find out that David is still alive.
This did not come as a surprise to me one bit.
Okay.
It's the one nitpick I have about the movie, the big one.
Okay. So here's the thing. A lot of this is going to be biased. Because I don't want to Stuckman it and act like that I'm not fucking biased when it comes to an alien movie. Fucking love Alien. And a lot of things I think I like kind of have clouded judgment with like liking it just because it's an alien thing. However, with this, I think it's a little bit less, even though as much as I love Prometheus. Now, one thing about David that I will disagree with you on is I fucking love David. And everybody that likes Alien for some reason...
I didn't like David. How are you disagreeing with me? I didn't say I hated him.
I didn't mean to say disagree with you.
Okay, because like,
I
never
I was channeling my anger into you, personified as Reddit.
Because I don't even... I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
No, for some reason, every time that I talk on Reddit with people about like Prometheus, everybody fucking hates David.
Why?
Everybody hates the character of David. Because the thing with David is that...
They will hate this movie. Though.
Yeah. The problem with David, and the reason why people don't like him as a character, is because of how Ridley Scott has shifted. Like, the original Alien is kind of a sci-fi gothic horror. Prometheus...
Not kind of.
Well,
it
yeah,
is.
It is.
Yeah.
Prometheus is like an esoteric, existential, kind of philosophical sci-fi romp with horror elements in it from his previous franchise. And that like rubs people the wrong way a lot because I guess it comes across as like pretentious to some people, especially when because they try to like compare it to like, well, how can you watch Prometheus and compare it to like Aliens? It's like, you fucking don't.
You don't compare.
They're completely different.
Yeah, you're not supposed to compare them.
That's why he called it. Yeah, that's why it's Prometheus.
That's why it's not called like Alien Origins.
So a lot of people are going to be mad about David and about the fact that David survives at the end and that in whichever sequel happens, whether it be like another Prometheus movie or another something, he's going to show up again.
Because he's fucking Michael Fassbender.
A lot of people are going to be mad about that. And to them, I say fuck off, because I fucking love the character of David.
And to anyone that didn't see it coming in this movie, like the two people behind us.
Okay.
It blew their fucking mind.
We were sitting in front of like three dudes that came like straight from the country club.
It was weird, yeah. There's a lot of older people in there.
It was just old dudes in polos that rolled on up to watch the new Alien movie. And at the end, when there's the reveal that it is David, they were like, oh no. And the other guy was like, they caught me.
Yeah, man. He's like, I liked it until the end. And all I was thinking was like, how did you not immediately know?
Well,
even from a storytelling standpoint.
Yeah.
How did you not just assume that that could be a thing? You would think our characters wouldn't just be immediately.
Mm-hmm.
There would be that maybe a little doubt.
Yeah. I didn't like the fact that there really wasn't any doubt in it. I think it would have kind of added to the element of, but I kind of liked that there wasn't, because
I wish they would have made it not as obvious to us as an audience member.
Well, here, remember what I told you was that I think that it worked for me as not being like a gotcha to the audience. It was a gotcha to the characters.
But I think it's supposed to be to the audience as well.
Yeah, I know. That's why it kind of sucks. But
I mean, I don't think that's how it was intended.
Because it was so obvious that it was
David. He sounded different. His hair was different. It's just an obvious movie thing you do.
Well, and when they showed his arm, you know, it was freshly, like it just got cut off, because that's what
I thought when she noticed that, she was having a seat of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. You think she would, after all the shit they've been through?
So, here's another great segue into some nitpicky stuff that I have that really isn't nitpicky as somebody that is obsessed with Alien. It's nitpicky in terms of someone that has problems with storytelling. There's a lot of parts in this that don't make sense from a character standpoint. Case in point, why did he put his face over the egg?
Because he's an idiot.
Exactly. Okay, so up until this point, we have them going on this planet that they thought was completely habitable, completely cool. You know, crazy aliens bursting out of people and attacking them. So then he comes to find out, David tells him, is showing him, like, the experiments. It's
awfully trusting of the person that basically said, I'm creating Xenomorphs.
Yeah, and he was just getting ready to kill him. David leads him into a dark room, shows him, again, David told him, he's like, let me show you the successes. They go into the room. He looks at the egg.
Leans his face over.
And then David's like, oh, it's fine. You're going to be cool. And he continues to do it. It made no sense.
This is the captain of the ship.
I hated that scene just because it just didn't make sense. And I was thinking of why didn't they nix the scene of her finding out and just replace him with that? He walks into the room, sees the egg, touches it, and then it pops out. It would have made sense, and it would have been a visual storytelling of showing.
Well, just some things felt rushed. I thought that when they first got the infection, they brought the first guy back to the ship, and the girl that was staying behind, immediately into, I don't know what to do, panic mode, scream, lock everybody in a room, and run away. Before she even saw him, she was like in freakout mode.
That was kind of a problem that Prometheus had as well.
You're a doctor, obviously. And she immediately went to, I don't know what
quarantine
to do. Yeah. I don't know anything about him. Lines like, she said he's bleeding. You know, this is really nitpicky. She never told you he was bleeding. We heard the conversation. That's whatever, but it just seems so out of nowhere. There should be a progression to crazy. I don't know what to do, and it shouldn't just be like, somebody's hurt? Oh, fuck! Oh, God! Oh, God! You gotta get us out of here now. We're gonna quarantine. Get the med bay ready. You don't even... She just said the dude's sick.
Yeah, it was...
He could just have a fucking hay fever.
Interesting. And it's with Prometheus, the problem with Prometheus that I had as well, is that a lot of the scientists didn't really act like scientists. The biggest one is when they first encounter a life form and they touch it. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. And this,
fuck off.
You know they're scientists because they're testing ecology and they're testing. They're fucking scientists.
Well, and also they decide to go on the huge hike and not immediately start taking samples of various bioforms to make sure that they're not going to kill them instantly.
You immediately like, hey, there's wheat here, and just keep walking. Like, no, that's a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold the phone. This signal can wait. especially when it wouldn't you freak out if you show up to a planet that you never saw?
It's showing signs of human life.
Yes. And it makes sense that the army that was with them would go up the hill and investigate that. But there's no reason why the scientists should have gone with them. And they should have had even more, like, come down and be like, yo, we got wheat. Fields of wheat.
Why are you saying wheat like that?
That was a Woody Allen joke.
Okay. It's from Love and Death. I thought you were doing a Family Guy joke.
No.
Good.
I love David. I just want to talk about David for, like, ever. Because he's, like, one of my favorite characters. Because he's fucking Lucifer, and it's awesome.
Why does every, like, big science baddie, though, have to have the giant empty white room?
Oh, Weyland's room?
Why is this a thing in sci-fi movies?
Well, at least with Weyland was just fucking crazy and super self-obsessed. And
but
obsessed
it's with, like, a purity. Common thing.
Yeah. And it's visually
awesome.
Is it
awesome. 2001 we can blame for this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
It looks awesome, but, like, when you try to think practically, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
No one would ever do that. Can you imagine if he came over and everything was just pure white and I just had, like, one piece of furniture in the middle with a light on it? You'd just assume I'm a serial killer and he'd leave.
Are you wearing all white, though?
Yes.
Okay, so you're... Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm just full-on space villain.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably be a little scared. You know. Maybe you're just a little eccentric. You're just trying to prolong, you know, human life.
I mean, it, like, fits characters, but I think it's overdone.
Yeah. So, yeah, the interesting thing with David is kind of... It's pretty obvious, to me at least, of how David is Lucifer. I mean, he is.
Well, the main guy even tells him he's seen the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's comparing him to Satan.
And I guess why I love David so much is the same reason of why I'm so interested in how Mads Mikkelsen played Hannibal in the Hannibal TV show, where the director was like, you're the devil. Play like you're the devil. And just how uneasy it is whenever he talks, when he was showing everything. I was also very sad that we did find out the fate of Elizabeth Shaw from the Prometheus. Which I am going to give you a brief rundown of Prometheus.
That's good, because I need a refresher.
There's a big thing about David that I know you're probably confused about. I'm going to explain.
Okay. Was it in the Prometheus?
Yes and no.
Okay, because I probably don't remember.
So I was sad that she died becoming an experiment, but it completely fits his motives. He used her to build him back again, and then used her again to birth another xenomorph. Okay, so there's a part in it that, now this is a big one, that if you haven't seen Prometheus, I don't know what the fuck you're going to think about this scene.
I don't know what you think about this movie, honestly. I don't think you would understand a lot.
The scene where David is on the engineer spacecraft in the world, like where it shows the flashback of
when he drops the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why that happened is because, yeah, that did happen, and it's because the end of Prometheus, when Shaw has David and they go to the console, you know,
mm-hmm.
they were going to the engineer world. Okay. Like, when it pops up and she's like, oh, we're going to go fuck them in the ass on their own planet. That's what that was.
Is that what she said?
I mean, pretty much verbatim.
Okay.
Check the IMDb. And so then it's not stated, but you can kind of decipher from there that they went to the planet. David got in contact with the engineers and was like, hey, I can help you out. And they were like, all right, cool, come on. Yeah, there's really no talk of engineer, which I wish that there was more backstory on engineers for people that don't know what the fuck is going on with them.
I don't think they cared. Either watch Prometheus or don't. Really, this is more of a, if you didn't like Prometheus, fine, this is a prequel to Alien. It is a bridge movie.
So here is something that I want to ask you.
Was Catherine Waterston awesome and hot? Yes.
See, I liked her, but I don't think that she was as strong as you think that she was.
I don't think she was strong. I think it was well acted.
I'm talking about, like, her character. I don't think that she had
I'm talking about her performance. Character. I think her performance was well done.
For the most
part. The actress's performance.
Okay.
The character is strong. No, but then you also risk the, you know, in the Alien franchise, if you have a super strong female lead, it's just, you're just redoing Ripley.
Yeah. Her character was fleshed out enough to where...
Can you imagine if she was a badass and had a big showdown at the end? We'd never seen that before.
They just need to bring back a character that's exactly like Vasquez from Aliens.
Oh my god, yes. No, what I liked about her performance was... I was invested in her early, like emotion-wise. I thought she did a good job of conveying that you should care about her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was all acting and not necessarily writing, because she's... I mean, at the beginning, it's like, okay, that's that part. And then she's... the focus is not on her for a long time.
The only thing I didn't like about kind of the backstory, well, not backstory, but her husband dying, I don't think it added much.
I like to think that it gave us the red herring of a happy ending, because she's talking about how he wanted to go and settle in this place and we're going to build a log cabin on the lake.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What usually happens in a movie like that? She's going to go through hell. Mm-hmm. It's going to end with her landing on this fucking planet,
building
her log cabin on the lake.
Okay.
Happily ever after. That's what I took that as.
Yeah, because the whole thing was, I was like, it doesn't necessarily interfere with what she's doing. There aren't any moments other than...
You have several dead fucking significant others.
Exactly. And the only one that she helps emotionally is Tennessee.
It's because he's awesome.
Well, yeah. But which she would have done anyway.
You know, she was nicer than the two that, like, I know all of our crew died, but let's go fuck in the shower. That was some straight horror movie
Kyle,
stuff.
Love comes at many times.
Say, that was, like, such a blatant, like, horror movie scene.
Scene, yeah.
They went and fucked, like, he gets the little alien mouth through the back of the head, blood splatters on her face. This was, like, straight out of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so a couple of problems with that
I didn't think it fit.
It didn't, and there's many times where it doesn't fit. I also don't know how I feel about the actual, like, fight with the xenomorph.
Which one?
The last one.
The one in the with the trucks in the truck bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Or, yeah, that wouldn't be the last one. Yeah.
That's the last one. That's not really a fight. That's just...
It's not really a fight,
they just knock it out a door. It wasn't a fight at all.
And this segues into what I was originally asking you, because I just went on a tangent, of... Do you think this should have been called Alien?
I mean, it has a xenomorph in it.
Prometheus has a xenomorph.
That's true. Not necessarily, because this wasn't about the alien at all. The alien was not a threat. It killed stuff slasher style. It was just a body count.
Mm-hmm.
But it really wasn't about it at all. So no, but I get why they did, to sell more tickets.
That's kind of where I am, because this was just Prometheus 2.
Yeah, it really 100% is.
Because the reason why that I didn't necessarily like the... I like the shower scene the same as why I like fucking stupid kills in Friday the 13th.
Yeah, but they fit in Friday the 13th. This exactly. This stood out.
Well, those parts happened when Ridley Scott was like, oh yeah, this is called Alien, so we need to like hit the beats real fast and have alien stuff.
And I think that's the key point of once the alien... The xenomorph, we know. We saw it. It wasn't the like slow stalking tension machine. It was just like, hey, kill, 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 kill. Even when the stalking scenes that we just flip through the cameras to see it. And I could have done without the alien vision.
The alien vision was funny just because it was like pretty much identical to the Alien versus Predator game.
But that's a game. I am not a fan of seeing killer vision in any fucking movie outside of Sleepaway Camp. It works because you're not supposed to know who the killer is.
Yeah, yeah.
This, I was just like...
Or OG, like very beginning of Halloween.
Yeah. Worked. Once the alien got on the Covenant, it felt like a different movie. It was suddenly a fast-paced action that, if you put it in that concept of it's a fast-paced action movie, I thought it had a very anticlimactic payoff.
Mm-hmm.
The alien isn't a threat. They just unhook a truck. Their plan works flawlessly. We're going to unhook a truck and knock it out. And they do.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I was like, ah, fuck.
And it didn't make sense, really, if you think about that. We know that's David. Why is he just letting him do this?
That is something I was going to bring up.
Why is he actually doing the things they tell him to do and opening in doors and
so
locking?
I understood why he was doing it up until a point.
When you have a chance, you can kill off the last two people on the ship.
I understood why he was going along with everything until he had access to opening the bay and ejecting everyone out. Because up until that point, to me at least, he was just kind of like, here's the xenomorph I made that I think that this is like the perfect thing. I want to make sure that this thing can kill people. So he was going along to see what the alien did and kind of...
But at the moment, when you see like, oh shit, it's losing. Yeah, I can easily kill
these
two.
Okay, it's going to lose. I could just kill these two and take over the ship.
I could just shut the door and not open the one that they can get out of. And they're trapped in here. They're going to die.
But another thing, though, there is the line of where he talks about that he wants to do to her what he did to Shaw. And the thing with David is that he's like really fucking creepy. And it could be he didn't want to actually kill her still. He still was just like, I still kind of want to impregnate you.
Yeah,
I specifically want to impregnate
you. He can now that she's in Crossley.
Yeah.
I still don't know why they immediately trusted that he was Walter.
It's another, yeah, that's another thing of where you,
she was.
I mean, it was technically like the heat of the moment.
But at some point after, she should question. She should think. And you thought she was when she's like, let me do that. And she's getting up close and personal. But she didn't. I mean, David tried to kill her,
mm-hmm.
and Walter saved her. Do you just immediately trust that, oh, I know you two look exactly alike, but you're the good one?
Well, and also with having, so you have androids that look exactly the same. Wouldn't you pull the one that you know aside and say, here's a phrase I'm going to tell you, just in case he tries to act like you, that I'm going to ask you for the phrase, and you're going to give it to me.
Or he should just automatically know a phrase she knows.
Mm-hmm.
You don't question things once you get in the cryopod and he closes the door.
Yeah, there's
that
not
is
a,
not the time.
Yeah, there's not a
point. Because immediately it clicks with her when mm-hmm. she's in there. Bitch, how did this not click yesterday? This is not an hour-long thing since you've been on there. There's been some time here. Why now? Why don't they have, like, a release button in there? Why don't they have any control?
Oh, in the cryos? Yeah, that is. It's also the same as in the med bay of how couldn't she do an override to get out of that room once on the outside it had been locked in? That doesn't make sense.
I mean,
why did they go to the planet and not wear their helmets?
Because it said it was habitable, so they assumed oxygen, I guess.
See, in Prometheus, the same thing happened, and they still wore their helmets.
Yeah, because habitable doesn't mean for you.
I was turned off by that. I was like, oh, come on. Scientists, like, please.
They were very, you know, so sad that her captain died and this and that. And then first chance I get, though, everything he died for, we're just, fuck it. Fuck it. We're just stopping here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was odd as well.
Well, I wish that there was more of an exchange. So we have the newly appointed captain, and there's all this tension between him and the crewmates.
That goes nowhere.
It doesn't go anywhere, where I think that there should have been a scene of them at least kind of arguing over if they wanted to go to this new planet or go to the one they were slated towards.
Yeah, because he constantly, or I say constantly, like two or three times, that they don't trust me. They're going behind my back. They all agree with him every chance they get, except for Daniels.
Yeah, there's one thing happens that could...
It changes everything they have done and worked for. Everything.
And they just...
Weird. That's cool. It's like,
there was no tension, because I wish there would have been tension between them, at least some kind of like character development of why don't they trust him. There was never explained of why they didn't trust him, other than this throwaway line of him being Faith.
The majority of the characters were there for body count, which is one thing I think it lacks over all of the other Alien movies, even Resurrection to an extent.
Where they're actual characters.
They're actual characters. They have personalities. They have reasons for being there. You know their names.
Mm-hmm.
I know Orem and Daniels, the two captains.
No.
Tennessee. I don't remember any of the other names. They say them a lot, but I don't.
They show them a lot as well.
You know, and I just don't know them.
Yeah, I mean.
So when they die, and some of them die like so, like it's not a big deal.
Well, in the first Alien, how the entire crew are like living, breathing characters.
Yeah, which is what makes
and
it
like
so
in
good.
The first, like it takes 10 minutes to establish that they're like living, breathing characters in that movie.
It does not take long. Another movie, look at The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take long to get invested in every character, or at least know something about them. So when they die, it's a big deal. And this, the big deal is like, don't fuck my wife,
because
we hear that a lot from like everybody talking about my wife. Don't be looking at my wife. I'm like, God, is everybody fucking married on this ship? But we don't know to who.
And the body count thing would be fine if this was an action movie like Aliens, but when you're trying to do the very slow, philosophical type of sci-fi...
That sounds like we hate this movie.
Huh? Well, I already said that this is going to be nitpicky.
Yeah.
This is me just nitpicking, just picking away at things I didn't like.
Yeah, because it's like they had a story to tell, but they also wanted to cater to the old audience.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is that it's like Ridley Scott or, you know, who produced... I don't know who produced this. I forget. It's like they were watching the cut that Ridley Scott had and was like, this is called Alien. Gonna need you to throw some aliens in there, Champerino. Can't just be talking about Jesus the entire time.
I mean, the Alien has a couple good fights.
Mm-hmm. I did like, even though it was lackluster, the fight with the Xenomorph at the end, I did like how we've reestablished that one single Xenomorph is very deadly. Anything with aliens that I have a problem with, which is really not that much, because it's fucking aliens, I mean, come on, is I hated how the alien turned from a fucking killing machine nightmare to just cannon fodder. And I do like the shift to where Xenomorph is now scary.
And whoever designed the Covenant found a weakness of, They didn't have all those air vents. This dude was walking down the halls and waiting for doors to open. Like, fucking upright, just walking in the room.
Hanging out. I also did like the proto-alien. Well, it wasn't... It's not proto... Because proto-aliens from,
basically
like
the evolution of the alien.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I liked David showing kind of the progression of how he had kind of perfected the alien.
One thing I was curious... Like, the chest burst scene and stuff was so quick.
Okay, so it's like I can almost explain instant. That. David has spent the last 10 years... like perfecting as much as he can the alien.
So he's just not quite there yet?
Well, yes. And I think with that scene, at least to me, I don't have really any evidence to back this up. What I got out of that was the fact that like he had already made it so that these aliens can, in air particles, can go into your blood, your system, and produce these small aliens. So he probably just found a way to speed up the fucking process. Because the xenomorph that you see at the end is like a real xenomorph. The ones that you saw from the air particles aren't real
xenomorphs. Well, I'm talking about the first two deaths from the air particles.
Oh, you're talking about those?
One is like slow and painful, drawled out, and you see it coming. The other guy just flops down, bad, spits it out.
Well, no, we just didn't see how long the other guy was. Because they were on the top of that mountain, and then they came to the aircraft, which that's like two times the amount of time.
He was walking on his own until he collapsed at the end. That other dude was not.
No, they were dragging him.
Were they dragging him?
Yeah, they were dragging him. So you kind of got a
again,
sense
no,
of
two the... characters. I gave no fuck about them if they died.
There were gay bears.
Gay bears?
There were gay bears and Iggy Pop.
There was Iggy Pop. Apparently after he cut his hair, he dyed it too.
No, it was black on the top.
I know. It just, like, he just cut the blonde off and then it was there.
No, the gay bears. The guy that at the end had burned through his face.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was the, with a beard, they were married.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they showed he picks up his hand and he has a wedding ring and then he's wearing a wedding ring and he like bends down on his face. They're like, we don't have time. Come on.
Okay, I didn't guess that. Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
I forgot. That's why I was going to...
Gay bears.
That's how I was going to open this episode. I was going to say, Kyle, there were gay bears and Iggy Pop was in this movie.
Well, Iggy Pop wasn't actually in this movie.
I don't think it was Iggy Pop. I think that might have been Iggy Pop.
No, he was an assassin.
Well, no, it wasn't Iggy Pop because he was wearing a shirt.
Yeah. And he looked like he ate a sandwich recently. So what did you think of the first alien battle on top of the ship as they were trying to fly away? In, like, sunlight.
Oh, like when it was smashing its head against the glass?
Yeah, and
like
when
that?
She was doing
the thing.
I thought
it was cool.
I thought the alien looked badass in, like, real light.
I liked it. I normally enjoyed the alien, you know, being in the shadows just because
it just looked
crazy.
So good, though.
It looked good. How, there was kind of a weird inconsistency with the CG on the aliens, though, because I thought that that looked good. But the very first time when the smaller alien is attacking the girl in the cryolab,
it kind of looks hilarious.
It was not the best. I don't know what happened.
The weird part
everything
about
else looked great.
The weird part about the scene, though, when she's battling on the ship, I thought the CGI on the alien looked great. I thought the green screen for her when she was dangling and some of the CGI
was really
not. You got this thing that's not real to look great, but a real human? It didn't look... When she was dangling, she reminded me of the end of 10 Cloverfield Lane for a minute.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't want to talk about that movie.
That's a good movie, other than that part I just said.
Yeah, that's specifically...
Yeah, that's the thing that stood out the most in that scene to me. Mm-hmm. The alien looked cool. Like, being able to see it not in the shadows, and it look good. That's a first.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really want to nitpick. Because I have a lot of stuff, but it's nothing like super notable that I want to talk about. I guess at this point, I do want to say that I like this movie a lot.
I did like this movie, yeah.
Because
I could probably
like
it more
yeah.
because of bias.
Yeah. No, I truly, truly enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Most of my issues with it are not from Alien. It's storytelling. It's weird to say. I don't think the pace of the movie is necessarily inconsistent, but the pace of the plot was...
I think the pace was a little inconsistent because it hit this point that as soon as it kind of started turning into an action movie and then reverted.
It just sped up.
Yeah, and then it slowed down and turned into like the original Alien pace up until the end. And I just don't think it fit, especially with the kind of movie that this is. I don't think it needed the heavy action stuff.
Do you know what I think would have been a better ending too with the David reveal? Maybe if she didn't notice. Bruce Lee, but when he turned around, he unlocked the door with the activation code of David and whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think that would have been a lot.
Because for the character, well. She basically sees it in her reaction and eyes at that point.
Here's
how
the thing,
is
though,
she not?
Here's the thing, going back to how David's fucking creepy, because David also is kind of losing it, you know, when, fuck, what's the other Fassbender called?
Walter.
How Walter kind of tests him with the Ozymandias, and David gets it wrong, and then Walter says, like, God, what's he say? It's like one peg and the fucking Jenga tower comes down.
No, it's like when you get one note wrong in the symphony, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Showing that David is not perfect as much as he thinks he is, because Walter is the higher being, essentially.
I'm going to say, from her point, how did she not notice it when... It feels like that she did and they changed it. When she walked in, it shows, like, her notice the arm is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
She comes over to do stuff, talks to him a little bit differently.
I don't know. I know that there were changes with
it. I feel like
it.
At that point, there was doubt in her mind.
I know that at least 40 minutes were cut from the movie, and some stuff was changed. So there could be kind of like a Prometheus alternate ending kind of thing going on, where they could go a little bit deeper into her questioning. Probably not, but it would be cooler.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, still, then it would just make you question, like, why the fuck did you get in the cryo chamber at the end, then, you idiot?
Yeah, but going back to David being creepy, and also he's kind of losing it, because Walter kind of proves, like, mentally he's not going to be perfect, and he's...
Well, and he says that a couple times, like, they've made a lot of improvements since you. Mm-hmm. You were not as good as me.
He's creepy, David is, and probably was just like, I'm going to enjoy the terror in your eyes as I put you in sleep. Because he waited a while to put her in cryo sleep.
Yeah.
I love David. I love the sexual tension between both Fassbenders.
But the recorder scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, yeah.
When you think it's like, it's the same actor, like, and sexual just, like, tension with himself.
And then when David just straight up just like,
Yeah, it just makes out with
I mean, if I was Michael Fassbender and I looked in the mirror, I'd probably want to make out with myself, too.
That's true. We have to talk about the head scene. We talked about it before we started recording.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They loved this shot.
It was fucking great.
It was, but they reused it four times.
Yeah, there's a xenomorph kills this girl.
We don't know who she is.
Yeah,
just a girl.
Doesn't matter. And she gets decapitated, and her head is lying in a puddle, and it's like slowly kind of tilting around, and it's a really fucking cool effect.
The first couple times. By the third and fourth, it's just funny. Because I think even you, like, from a filmmaking standpoint, I'm like, you keep showing the shot.
I'm telling you, I think it's just because they did it, and they're like, this is so fucking cool. We're going to put this in there
and
as much as we can.
It's not like they would think they had a cool effect, because we're both pretty certain it's just the fucking actress laying in water, moving her head.
Maybe it isn't.
That would be such a fucking waste if they didn't just literally have her in water and
move
her head.
Just made this crazy prosthetic of her head.
They do with so much stupid shit in movies, though. Like, so they CGI blood.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking go to the goddamn Halloween shot my blood, dude. It was a cool shot, but it's so weird to see a shot just reused multiple times in, like, big budget movies now.
Yeah.
And this was, because it was four times in like 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't flashbacks.
And it was the exact same angle and the exact same. Well, what also didn't make sense is that the head was like moving in the water, kind of like if you put like a paper boat in it. And it didn't like.
So we're supposed to expect that whole time it was just like slowly just floating and rolling around?
Yeah. Well, it was rolling in a circle. But every time you see it, it's going from the same point to the other point.
It's the same shot.
So
it was a cool shot.
It was awesome. Yeah.
But it just gave me a good chuckle.
Also, I don't think the heads would float that way decapitated. I think if you're decapitated, your face goes down and the back of your head floats.
I don't know. But you would think it would look more dead.
True.
This looked like a living actress with her head out of the water.
Need a little bit more pale.
Pale
on that.
It's like, I mean, there's still life in these eyes. They're not showing the neck. Which is another thing that leads me to believe.
But
the
shot is still fucking sick,
that
though.
Is just the actress in the water. Usually with the decapitation, though, you show the decapitated part of the neck.
Well, there was a big kind of lack of practical effects in this movie.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, there's...
Kind of saddened me a little
there's
bit.
There's the scenes of where they're
out... A lot
of
blood.
Yeah, when they're outside of the ship, and all of that was CGI. And I was like, I don't know why this is all CG when we're showing somebody opening latches. There's no reason for that.
And your CGI and things that look the exact same as the one they did when you made them practical back in the day.
Yeah.
in general, in movies, it's just a little lazy. I'd say lazy, but it costs you more money. It's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee Ridley Scott still had those fucking eggs somewhere. I guarantee they're, like, in his goddamn garage.
I'm so pissed because, like, so David, his, like, little den was, like, the sickest shit I've ever seen. I wanted everything that's in there. I want them to sell prints of all those posters that were everywhere. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. And I'm just mad as hell because I know all that shit is just sitting in Ridley Scott's garage. He doesn't give a fuck. It's next to his Porsche. Just hanging out. Give it to me, Ridley Scott. What the fuck is wrong?
Probably threw it away.
Probably just like, oh, fuck this. Into the trash. Those pictures are like
lining the rabbit cage and he's like, I don't give a fuck. I got millions, bitches. I don't need a piece of paper. I got your money. Nerd.
But Ridley.
It'd be also great if you met him and you're like, so what's your inspiration for Alien? He goes, I fucking hate aliens. I like your money. He goes, it's shit. It's always been shit. I don't know why you people like it, but I'm going to keep fucking making it because you're stupid. I would love for like a director or creator or something iconic to just tell you like, this is garbage. Stop liking it.
I think the only person that can do that.
George Lucas.
Huh?
George Lucas.
Mm.
People hate him anyway. It wouldn't change their minds.
No, but that's not true. Because I still think, like, with George, you can at least know that there was a time where he truly loved what he was doing.
Now he loves the money.
Yeah, well, now he just, like, yeah. I mean, why the fuck else would he sell it?
In all fairness, why would Ridley Scott keep going back years and years later to make Alien movies? Look at the gap between Resurrection and Prometheus.
Well, the thing...
I don't count AVPs. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't.
No, that's like counting Freddy versus Jason. Yeah. You can't. You go back to what works. Look at Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing with Prometheus is that I think that Ridley Scott kind of wanted to make what he wanted to do more than, you know, how James Cameron took the series. I think he wanted the sequel to Alien to originally be a lot like Prometheus, but he couldn't. Can you imagine do if Prometheus that?
Came out after the first movie, though?
I don't even know how people would have. It would have tanked. Yeah. And so I think that does come out of kind of like an artistic direction from Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
There's also money.
It's also money. You would think there'd come a point where it'd be like, it's too little too late, you know?
The one person that I think is a director that would say, this is slop and you are all pigs eating my shit, is Michael Bay.
I was going to say Uwe Boll.
What? Fuck Uwe Boll. Michael Bay? He is so flippy floppy on if he actually believes his movies are good or not. There's so many things of where he's like, you know.
He thinks the actors are terrible.
That's the thing. Like, but sometimes he thinks the movies are bad. Like, I remember with Postal, he was like mad that people didn't like Postal because he thought it was like artistic genius. But then there's other times, like fucking House of the Dead, like he hates that movie. And he's like, you all are stupid for liking this movie. Like, make up a goddamn mind, Uwe Boll.
I think Lucas, though, is like the big one that could say that and it would change no one's opinion.
No.
You know, if he's still alive, one I could say that would easily say like
Kubrick.
Kubrick. I could see him being like, my movie, they're terrible.
No, I wouldn't.
Not all of them, but some of them, I guarantee he would. Like,
I don't know. Which Kubrick movie do you think he wouldn't like, though?
You know there's got to be at least one.
Of where he was just like, just wasn't a fan of it. Maybe, I don't know.
And it'd be one of the huge, like, Clockwork Orange or Shining.
Yeah, I could see it being like The Shining.
I could see The Shining. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I just don't like it. I don't think it's good.
I could definitely see Kubrick, somebody asking him about symbolism, and he probably would just be like,
That'd be, God, I wish he was still up for that. He's like, there's no fucking symbolism. I was high, and I thought
Even
it was cool.
Though I think that that is completely false.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Just,
it's hard to say when you're basing it off like set design stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that literally could be the set designer.
So here's the thing too, is that it is hard because you got to think back to like when John Lennon was like, half of these lyrics have absolutely no meaning. He's like, I'm not lying. You think I'm lying. But the Strawberry Fields Forever does not have any meaning.
But everybody thinks it does. So we see symbolism in, like, The Shining. It doesn't mean it's intentional at all.
Yeah, I didn't think about, like, set design and stuff like that.
Yeah, because most of this is based off, depending on which
thing. I don't know, though. You can kind of argue against the set design thing with The Shining, though, because there were a lot of takes where he, like, obsessively moved items because he wanted them specifically in certain shots and your characters and stuff. Who knows?
I'm just saying it depends on which theory you go with on that.
Anyway, how fucking Alien? Shit, where was I?
What do you give Alien Covenant? I know this number will change in like a week, but as of right now.
I know that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm like scared to give it a definite number right now.
Well, you have to. That's what we fucking do.
I know. Give it a goddamn number. Fuck.
Give it your 10 because it's what you're going to do.
I'm not going to give it a 10.
It's not a 10. It's not a 10 at all. Where do you think it ranks in the Alien franchise?
Ooh. That's a. Ooh. Okay. Are we counting Alien versus Predator?
No. Those are those aren't you, no.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Talking Alien, Aliens, Aliens 3, Resurrection, Prometheus.
Prometheus and then Alien Covenant.
And Covenant. Well, obviously that's the one we're talking about, you fucking idiot. Like, which is the best?
This is my official Alien.
I can't give it because I don't remember Prometheus at all. I don't know where the fuck it would go.
This is my official tier list right now.
I really don't remember 3 all that much.
Alien.
I do like the first one more than the second.
Aliens.
I don't remember 3 at all. That's probably the one you've watched the least too, isn't
it? I really want to put Covenant as number 3. I think I'm going to put Covenant as number 3.
You like Covenant better than Prometheus?
No, it's yes, I do.
I do like it more. From what I remember Prometheus, I do like it more.
I just think it's more fleshed out with kind of the stuff that Ridley wanted to talk about with like humanity and a future of where AIs decide to kind of break the chains of essentially slavery. Because that's the whole thing with David, is that he was kind of like a passion project of Wayland that he gave life to and then made a slave. Ridley really likes his, like, Christianity metaphors throughout this entire...
Oh, this movie, yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's I thought it would come in more with the captain being... Like, I could never get this job with my faith. Yeah,
again, his faith, I think, doesn't really come into it. Maybe things were cut. I don't know.
Because you mention it and it's just not...
Because that was a big kind of thing with Elizabeth from the first... From Prometheus, of that she was a Christian... And kind of like the sci-fi aspect of how can you like cling to a faith when you there's like other, you know, beings in the universe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Stuff that he wanted to touch on that didn't really get fleshed out. And I think were more fleshed out in this movie.
Still not a lot at all.
Another thing that I fucking hated was the Fassbender versus Fassbender fight scene. I thought it was super out of place.
I knew it was coming.
I knew it was too. And I don't know why you couldn't have just had him stab him in the neck and then... I don't know. Just something else. I was going to say something else, but
it was very out of place.
So, okay, my official tier list. I'm going to go Alien, Aliens, Alien Covenant, which this may change. Then we're going to go... God, I'm going to get hate for this. I just want to say I really liked Prometheus.
You're going to put 3 next, aren't you?
Huh?
3?
Yeah, I'm going to put 3 next.
I don't remember.
No, my hate is for... Because I know a lot of people don't like Prometheus, and I really, really liked Prometheus.
But you get why people don't.
I get why people don't. And that's perfectly fine. Then we're going to go Prometheus. Then we're going to go fucking that shit.
Resurrection?
Yeah.
Resurrection. Oof. This, I'm glad, did not go the way of Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I think Alien 3 is good. It just...
Don't remember it at all.
I still think it's like... I just don't think it's like that good of just a movie.
Well, it's just straight up fucking gunplay action movie.
Yeah. And, I mean, Ripley's cool in it and all that jazz. And at least it's... You know, an end to Ripley.
I am glad that Daniels in this was not Ripley.
Yeah.
I think it's another reason why I like, no, she wasn't that strong of a character, but none of them were, but I liked her as a character. Mm-hmm. I liked her and I liked Tennessee a lot. Like when it was her and that other guy at the end, I'm like,
yeah, fuck you.
Are you, dude?
Get out of here.
I don't even know your name.
Yeah, my love of David overshadows the kind of mediocrity that is Alien 3.
Right.
So.
So you still didn't give it a score.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
I was trying to help you come up with a score.
Fuck me. 8-7.
8-7? I was going to say 8-4, 8-5.
No. 8-7, I think, is solid.
I enjoyed it. It does have some storytelling problems. It is still not the Alien movie most people are going to go in expecting,
mm-hmm.
which I'm glad because I think one worry we had, because both of us never didn't watch shit before this.
Yeah, I purposely had only watched the teaser trailer and that's it.
What I was really worried about with this movie is I knew it took place after Prometheus and before Alien. I was still worried this was basically just a fucking reboot. Just a soft reboot.
Mm-hmm.
I was really scared of that.
And I'm glad it wasn't. But again, going back to should it have been called Alien or Prometheus.
I think it should have been Prometheus 2.
I think it should have been Prometheus 2. Prometheus, like Covenant or something like that.
Well, you know what I mean.
Because it did rely so much on...
You really needed to watch Prometheus to...
Fully understand.
Fully understand. And not, like, know it forever. I knew immediately when they saw the name tag of Shaw, and I was like, oh, okay, Prometheus. And, you know, I picked out enough of it. But if you haven't seen it, well, that's... Who gives a fuck? Who's David? Who the fuck is it? Yeah, we saw the thing at the beginning, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, David, why is he with these white people that are like 10 feet tall? What's this thing?
Yeah, who are these white people? Why are they talking about them?
Why is there black goo? What is this?
What do you mean he made xenomorphs?
Yeah, you'd be so fucking confused.
It would be the stupidest thing out of context. Well, you're also telling me a fucking robot made these aliens.
Well, another thing is that's why a lot of mainstream audiences hated Prometheus, was because that movie was so reliant on you knowing what the fuck, like, the space jockey was. If you didn't know what the space jockey was, you're like, what the fuck is this?
That's true, yeah. That's true. I don't know. I think one thing that really hurts him is it's just so far between. I mean, it shows, because we went to a theater full of, I mean, believe it or not, they were even older than me. Like, people that...
There's that, a mixture of just, like, dude bros.
Dude bros, like, yeah. Dude bros here. But, like, older people that... Which is kind of awesome, because, you know, like, they watched these when they were, like, your age.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because initially I was going to say it's weird seeing them. Then I'm like, I always forget how long Alien has been around.
What was it, 84?
First Alien was, like, 79.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of... When was the second one?
Aliens was...
There was some time in between those.
Fuck.
The first one's like 78.
I want to say 83.
Was it 83?
Yeah. Yeah, first Alien was 70. It was either 78 or 79, I don't remember.
It's old, yeah. Yeah. And I think visually still, I prefer that over CGI of today.
Well, yeah,
I wish there was more practical effects in this film.
Really what kind of sucks with the Alien franchise is, like, the tier list that I gave, it's hard for me to give Covenant, like, the number 3 spot.
Because you've only seen it once.
Huh? Well, yeah, because I've only seen it once. But what's funny is that there's such a...
You're coming off that Phantom Menace high, too. In a month, will it, like, live up to the...
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm...
Everyone fucking loved Phantom Menace when it came out.
Well, I was, like, fucking 8.
I'm just saying, so. Everyone. I wasn't, and I loved it.
But, yeah, we have Alien and Aliens, which are two, like, nearly perfect, if not perfect, movies. And the rest is... There's such a dip in quality. It's hard to...
With Prometheus and this, they're taking a totally different fork with it. Mm-hmm. Like, completely, completely different. So I get why people don't like it. I'm curious. I don't know when this will come out. Not, the next day, obviously. But we did see this the day early.
Yep.
Even before midnight. Because our theater does not want to stay out late.
Yeah, they're like, fuck that.
7 on Thursday instead. So we did see it early. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see the overall consensus of it. I think it'll be very split. I don't think it'll be as split as Prometheus, where you very rarely find people that say Prometheus was okay. You either love it or hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it, but I don't, so I must really enjoy it, because I didn't hate Prometheus.
Well, I think you're the small minority that says it's okay.
If I went in just basing it off, like, an Alien movie at the time, I probably wouldn't have so much. I just thought it was a cool sci-fi story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I went in.
Yeah, a big problem...
In all fairness, I think when I first saw Prometheus, I didn't know it was tied into Alien.
A lot of
all.
People didn't.
And so I watched it on its own merit.
They never really did market it as, like, an Alien prequel until kind of, like, as it was, like, right before it was coming out. For the most part, unless you knew about stuff Alien-wise.
You would have figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, the fucking first, like, promo poster was, like, the space jockey. So you're like, okay, well...
Yeah, space jockey,
Ridley Scott, come on.
You're gonna figure it out, yeah. I have nothing more for Alien.
Well, I had something to say. Now I fucking got sidetracked, and now I'm thinking about raccoons, and I'm trying to remember where...
How did you feel about the voice of Mother?
What about the voice of Mother? Who's the voice of Mother?
I don't know. I'm just saying, did you like the voice of Mother?
Yeah, I thought Mother was fine. All right. I liked all the, like, the AI stuff. I thought that
she was
really cool.
Probably the most fleshed out character. One of them was Mother.
I always enjoy seeing old Wayland.
Yeah.
Before he died and stuff. Fuck, what the hell was I getting ready to talk about? Kyle, there was something I was going to say.
I'm sure it was super important and relevant. Was it about the moons? Did you notice the moons on the planet? The wheat?
I remember now. What I was going to say is that for a lot of people, this is not going to be the Alien sequel that they want.
No,
because one thing that I do wish that another reason why that I wish it was kind of called, like, Prometheus or just something completely different is... I want another sci-fi gothic horror, because this isn't really a horror movie. Same thing as Prometheus was a sci-fi thriller, kind of. This is like a horror movie.
It has horror elements.
Yeah.
Like, cliche horror elements.
Yeah. But, as much as I like it, I do want an actual horror sci-fi alien movie.
Do you know how we'll most likely get that?
How?
They'll remake it.
A remake?
A soft reboot.
See, I'm more okay with that because you can do so much with a xenomorph.
Will they?
Will they?
Think of most remakes and reboots.
I think so. I mean, all you have to, this is all you need. Because what's so great about the first Alien movie is how simple it is.
You think they would do that again if they remade it?
Just go with it.
I'm not saying Ridley Scott remakes it.
Yeah, I'm not. I know, not Ridley Scott, but
Guy Ritchie.
God, oh fuck off! No, I want. Oh, I'm trying to think of a ridiculous. Like, what if Nicholas Winding Refn did an Alien movie?
Crazy Christopher Nolan.
Holy shit! If you had Nicholas Winding Refn doing it, there would be a scene where the xenomorph is going down like this crazy, like lighted hallway with crazy fucking flashing lights.
Yeah,
and he'd be looking at his hands.
In all fairness, if you think about modern reboots and remakes, though, it would be someone that doesn't give a fuck. They're just making a quick buck.
Yeah, it'd be hard. It would depend on the director. But what if somebody like Del Toro did it?
It'd get canceled.
Like,
Del Toro.
Del Toro takes it.
When was the last time he actually was able to complete a project?
Del Toro gets it, and he just goes full on crazy gothic.
They would just cancel it. That poor dude.
Geigered out.
Could not get shit.
Yeah, because I want to go back to the H.R. Geiger raping alien.
So what? All right. Well, you want to, like, rape an alien?
No, the original plan. H.R. Geiger. Okay, so Geiger was fucking crazy. Oh, yeah. I love Geiger. And his initial thing with the alien was he was like, so I want the alien to, like, rape Ripley. And they were like, you want what now? There's not much of the sexual nature of the alien anymore, which is kind of sad.
Well, it looked like he was going to put a tail in her, you know, up in her. In
yeah,
the
but that's
all I could think.
It's because James Cameron was just like, "Fuck all that shit."
Of whichever Friday the 13th when he stabs through the shower and it goes through.
Oh, is that that's
three?
That's three. Yeah.
Or is it six?
Wait,
that's six
through the shower.
Yeah, didn't he stab a girl through the shower? She's in the shower and he stabs her through
maybe
the back.
That's six.
Fuck, I don't know. It's what that scene reminded me of.
Yeah, no more.
I love seeing the xenomorph just headbutting the glass, by the way.
Boom, boom, boom.
Little things about the xenomorph in this, you could tell, like, this isn't the evolved, like, machine that it becomes quite yet.
Yeah.
It gets out-thought pretty fucking easily in this.
Yeah, which is sad, especially.
Like, it doesn't think to use vents. It's.
Well, yeah, especially because the thing with the xenomorph and alien is that it's a baby xenomorph. Like, it's not like a full-grown xenomorph or anything like that. And the baby xenomorph from Alien is smarter than this genetically modified, fat, corn-fed alien that David made.
Yeah, this thing's fucking dumb.
So, yeah.
I mean, lock a door, and this thing's like, fuck.
I know that I've talked for, like, 40 minutes about...
I don't have much to say about
things... I know I've talked for like 40 minutes about things that I hated in this movie.
What did you like?
But trust me, I liked quite a bit.
We said what we liked. I liked it quite a bit. It has flaws, sure, but I highly recommend it if you're a fan of the franchise.
Well, and I just think that
if you're not a fan of the franchise, you know, maybe just see something else.
It's hard. If you're not a fan of the franchise, I mean,
this isn't going to sell you on the fucking franchise.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. This isn't going to change your mind. This isn't the greatest horror movie of the year. You know, well, maybe the greatest horror movie. This isn't winning any awards. This isn't going to make our best of. It's not going to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still really fucking good.
Solid, solid movie outing.
Yeah. Better than King Arthur. Baywatch.
Are we seeing Baywatch?
Yes, we're seeing Baywatch.
Oh, fuck.
You know we're seeing Baywatch.
Can I leave?
I'd prefer it, yeah.